The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at the Blues with Ped. Morning to you, Ped.
Morning, Steve.
Right, give us some thoughts on last weekend's win against Brighton. Another home win. Does it make the fans in general feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, I think we're a lot more comfortable. Certainly, I'm a lot more comfortable than I was 7 days ago. Not only did we get the 3 points, but obviously the other results went our way, and we're 10 points clear of the relegation zone. And I think a result like that just shows you what. Not what this team's capable of, because Brighton weren't the greatest opponents, but how we can play when you know the confidence is there, and we certainly have that at home. But as we said last week, it's all about the away form and turning that round. But I think Saturday certainly showed with the players like Jagielka back and Baines back where we should be and I'm not saying we should be competing at the top end, but certainly. We should be competing for that seventh place, really, and trying to get into Europe that way.
Two of the old guard, in fact, three of the old guard were involved at the back.
Yeah, well, obviously you mentioned last week Seamus Coleman and how important he is going forward. But Phil Jagielka and Leighton Baines were absolutely fantastic, and Jagielka's leadership, and when I say leadership, I don't mean leadership in terms of you know running around and pointing fingers at people, but just knowing how to play the game and how to cover for his centre back partner and Leighton Baines just having a left back who knows how to get forward and knows how to give you width and plays the game so intelligently. We've seen that for the second goal. You're seeing exactly what we've missed in the last 4 months. And of course, he's not the player he was, but that just shows you how important he is and important it is to have a good left back who can get forward and occupy their right back, and it does half open the pitch up, and it really did for us on Saturday. It really got us going and really got us forward, and it offered us width on both sides. Then it's so important that we keep him fit for the rest of the season.
Just in terms of your centre halves, at the beginning of the season, Michael Keane was very much hailed as the future of the Everton centre half pairing, whoever he might be alongside. Given that people were thinking Phil Jagielka, Ashley Williams, maybe getting a little bit old. There's obviously the question mark with Michael Keane. And this morning, there's the link with Phil Jones. Are Everton after another sort of experienced centre-half to slot in there this summer?
We're after a leader. I think that's what the kind of centre-back we need, because I think it's evident Michael Keane's not a leader. I think he can become a good, consistent centre-back. I just don't think he's a leader. I think he needs someone next to him. I think that's shown with the defenders he's been with. And when he's with Phil Jagielka, I think he's a lot better. I think Phil Jagielka will talk him through the game and tell him where to be and will cover for him when needs be. I hope it's not Phil Jones, because I don't really want to go down that road again of just going after a Man United sort of reject and continuing that. Listen, we've had good success bringing in players from Manchester United over the years, but is that who we are? I suppose at the moment that's who we are, but is that who we want to be in the future?
You want to shake that off, don't you, Pat?
Yeah, of course we do. We want to get rid of that tag of just being buying everyone else's hammer downs in a way. You want to go out and buy a good player, a good experienced player, but someone maybe from the continent or someone who's looking good this season in their own right, rather than looking at someone who's not good enough for another team. Okay, sometimes that works. Maybe if you look at Theo Walcott, that seems to be working for him. But as a centre back, I mean, you want to go out there and try and compete. And I'm not saying we can compete with Europe's best trying to get, but surely there's players out there that are doing well for their team that we can go and get and bring in. It can be the future, Evan. And I think going after someone like Phil Jones, it's just an easy link for the newspapers that they can produce. But we want better players than that. I just think people will look at that, and Evan fans will look at that and think, that's not what we want. We want better. We want someone there maybe for the next 10 years who can play alongside Michael Keane.
Because that's just continuing in the same old vein. I mean, if we go back to, I don't know, your Nevilles, Sahar, even Rooney, Schneiderlin, there seems to be a constant gravy train of players that have made the path from United but seem to end up at Everton.
Yeah, it's a bit of a joke, isn't it? If someone's not doing well at Man United, the next port to call is Everton. But that's because we've seen it so many times. It's happened so many times it's an easy one, I suppose, for the player, because they probably don't have to move and house or anything. They can just go and play for Everton. It's another Premier League club.
It's not the reason, is it? Though it's not why it should be happening.
But no, it's not. But it's probably what the likes of Alex Ferguson probably used to say to them. Probably used to say, well, don't worry about it. You don't have to move house. You can just, you know, it's at the other end of the motorway. If he was a really good player and I thought, you know, Man United were absolutely flying, then I could understand where the link would be. But, you know, Phil Jones, for me, has been a massive failure at Man United. I know he's probably got a few medals in his bag. But for me, he's been a massive failure. And I think we need to get away from that. We need to be getting away from buying other teams' rejects like that. And I know some people will say, well, at least you're buying... you're buying off the top end rather than what we did last summer and the summer before, which is buy a lot of players from teams below us. But surely there's a separate market where we can be buying players coming who are doing well at clubs of equal measure in the European leagues, people who are starting to stand out in up-and-coming players. They're the ones we should be going after. Not rejects from Man United again.
I'm not sure how strong the link is. Let's see if anything develops on that front. It's Stoke away next for Everton. What's the away record now? What are we on?
One win all season.
One win all season. Surely that can't be the case come the end of May.
Well, I mean, maybe now the players might feel a little bit more relaxed about going into an away game, and maybe the pressure won't be on as much and they'll feel like the pressure's all on Stoke, because it will be. It'll all be on Stoke after they got beat on Monday night. And they'll be thinking Everton is a must-win for them. That's the odd thing. They'll be thinking this is one of their have-to-wins, and maybe that'll take the pressure off Everton, and maybe we can expose them at the other end with the counter-attack if we've got the likes of Walcott available and the full-backs and Balassi available. Maybe with that, we can hit them on the counter-attack. But I think it's just a mental thing, because we are very much a Jekyll and Hyde side. We can win the whole games, and I'm sure that's where Sam Allardyce has been getting confidence from, thinking, well, I know I've got a home win, two or three home wins at the end of the season. So it's turning that round now and turning it on Stoke. Stoke are desperate for the 3 points. Well, let's turn that round and take that and think, well, we don't need to win this game as much as they do, so let's turn it round and go and get the 3 points. And that's the only thing I can think. The players can do it. They show that when they play that. We've won enough home games this season. Well, if we haven't won enough home games, we'd be in very, very serious trouble. So let's take that to Stoke, knowing that, you know, 3 points on Saturday for us, it puts us back into contention. Yes, with an outside chance, but back in contention of getting that seventh place, which could be good enough for European football.
Which people had written off a couple of weeks ago. Your away games remain in a Stoke, Swansea, Huddersfield, and then crash helmets on for the Everton away fans for West Ham on the final day of the season.
You couldn't pitch easy away games for your running. You really couldn't. If someone said to you, what away games do you want? You pick those kind of games. But still, there's little to no confidence in us getting 3 points at any of those grounds, because we haven't. And that's the simple thing. It's not that we're not better than those teams. We just haven't been able to produce results away from home.
Let's hope it's different for the Stoke game. Ped, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Steve.
Ped, there was thoughts on the Blues.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.